Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Hi, it's so good to be with you again this day. We started last time we were together to look at Psalm 119 in order to help us to understand how the Bible paints for us a picture on how to live a full and happy life. In Psalm 119, verse 1, we read, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord." You know, it's so beautiful that we saw last time how it really starts off that in order to have that blessed life, that truly blessed life that God has for us, it starts with our spiritual commitment. He says, "Blessed are the undefiled." Otherwise, it comes to my place in my life where I seek the Lord and I desire His mercy and His grace to be upon my life. And then God imputes His righteousness upon my life, and so thus I am happy. In fact, it tells us in the Psalms that God takes our sin as we commit our lives to Him. He casts it as far as the east as from the west. We took note why the psalmist was so blessed as we saw that the Word of God rules in three areas of his life. We also noticed the Bible was the center of his life, which had directed the effects on how he lived his daily life. We now read in verse 1, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord." The way, of course, suggests a course, a conduct marked by God's word, a road walk, a way of life, an avenue of action mapped out by the Bible. Isn't that what we should be doing, is walking our life according to the way God's word lays out for us? You know, and I think it's so important that we see that not only was this man blessed because of his relationship with God, but also he took God's word serious and how he allowed it to affect his life on a daily basis, and that became the roadway in which he would walk. You know, it's interesting, the psalmist, he mentions the word "the way" several times here in Psalm 119. He says in verse number 3, he says, "They also do no iniquity that walk in his ways." In verse number 9, we read, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to it according to the word of God." He also tells us there in verse number 14, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as all riches. And so you can continue as you go through Psalm 119, you find a reference to the way. I find it's interesting that the early Christian church were not only known as Christians, but rather they were also known as the people of the way. In Acts chapter 9, verse 2, before they were even known as Christian, we read that as they desired of him a letter of Damascus to the synagogue, that if any be found of this way, whether there are men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And so those who weren't Christians or weren't believers at that time, when they were looked at this new sect that later became known as Christians, they saw that they called them people of the way. And I like that. They recognized that they were following the teachings of the Bible. They were following what the word of God has to say. And certainly they were looking to Jesus as being the head of the church, and they were following the way. The Bible declares there are two ways that a man could choose to live his life. We could choose to enter in the straight gate or follow the broad way of disobedience, as Jesus describes for us. Do you remember in Matthew chapter 7, where we read, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it." Notice that Jesus said many. He is saying that it is the normal path that people follow. But in contrast to this, God's way is narrow and straight, as Jesus tells us. Because in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, we read, "But straight is the gate, and narrow is," notice, "the way that leadeth unto life, and few that find it." So you could choose to follow the broad way, or the narrow way. God leaves it up to us for us to make a choice. But be aware of the result of your choice. The broad way leads to destruction, and the narrow way leads to life. It's your choice. And it's my prayer that we choose wisely. We also see that the psalmist is blessed in verse number 1 because the word of God rules his walk. The word walk indicates an action that he is doing something. Notice that the writer is moving. He is walking. God's word needs to be more than a thought or an idea that we receive as we attend church on Sunday. Well, you know, which is important that we do go to church, but we need to do something with the things that we learn on a daily basis. The Bible needs to be penetrating our life, which includes our personal time, our family time, our work time. The Word of God should be that steady influence on our decision making. There is not a time in our day where the Bible should not have effect on our lives. We're exhorted by Paul in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, therefore we're buried with him in baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so you also should walk, notice that you should walk in the newness of life. As we see throughout the New Testament, the picture of the Christian life is the one that's moving forward. They're taking steps one after another, moving forward on the path of God, the path of God's word that we're walking as we're following the Lord as he's leading us throughout this life. Paul is encouraging us as born-again believers to walk in the newness of life as God has given us. There are many ways that we could choose to walk in this life, but there's only one way. There's only one way that we can walk that is tied to God's blessing us, or tied to a blessing. Let's remember what Jesus said in John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father, notice, but by me. Jesus also said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We find that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Do you find yourself not experiencing peace, joy in your life? Is this you? You're missing out on the peace of God and the joy in your life. In your life, are you missing and not experiencing the great love that God has for you? If that is you, take the words of Jesus to heart. First, know that he loves you. And I think that can't be underscored enough. Because even as Christians, so often people miss the mark and they miss the understanding that God loves us. You remember what Jesus said, or the Bible tells us, that even while we were yet a sinner, Christ died for us. He loves us. He loves us this day. He loves us tomorrow. He loves us. Secondly, we need to choose to follow him. We need to allow him to be Lord over our lives and make those choices to follow him. The result will be that you will experience his love, his joy, his peace, and his happiness in your life. Please choose to follow Jesus. Please pray and ask Jesus to come to fill your life even this day. You know what? I believe if you make that choice to call upon him, no matter where you're at, if you just simply pray and ask the Lord to fill your life with his peace and with his joy and with his love, let me tell you something, he will. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.